If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to Title Screen Theme from Pictionary, released in July of 1990, composed by Tim Fallon. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a typical solo show to end the month of February 2023. But before we get into everything, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zenku. So yeah, we are here for the end of the month, end of February already of 2023, kind of early in the, you know, to close out the month, but because there is only 28 days in February, March 1st happens to be a Wednesday, which Bedroth and I have already recorded that episode, so hopefully that'll be on time. This episode posting just a day late. We are basically caught back up here at BG Mania, so everything is feeling good. And I appreciate all of the continued support from everybody. I love hearing from you guys. I do see comments roll in from time to time, whether that's through Spotify or just reaching out to me wherever on social media or Discord. So I greatly appreciate that. And I'm excited for this episode of Radio Hour. We are up to volume number 56 for Radio Hour, which is pretty impressive. Pretty freaking impressive. We have a lot of good music in store for this episode, as per usual. And yeah, I think we will go ahead. I don't really think I have anything to go over. Nothing that I really care to talk about or even want to talk about. I'm just here to put the episode together, get the tracks in order, and ensure that you guys have a fun close of the month. I do hope you enjoyed all the episodes we did put up this month, including House of the Dragon a few weeks ago. Make sure you check that out if you haven't yet. We did have a spotlight episode in there on Fire Emblem Engage that was really well received. And the reception so far to Sweet Sexy Sax has been exactly what I wanted. So make sure you're checking out those episodes if you haven't yet. We have a lot of fun things planned and in store for March that I'm really, really looking forward to. Bedroth and I are very excited. March being a longer month, we have 5 episodes of BG Mania next month, which means that Bedroth will actually be with us for 3 episodes next month. And two of those being back-to-back in the middle. So I'm very excited for next month. We have some fun things planned. But before we get there, obviously, we are here with Radio Hour Volume 56, an eclectic mix of tracks from everybody, including myself, Bedroth, you guys, the listeners, and we do have a mini spotlight as well. We actually opened up with the title screen theme from Pictionary, which was again composed by Tim Fallon. That was Bedroth's first submission on the episode today. We will be back, well, or I should say he will be back later as we get to the end of the music block with his other three tracks. And yeah, it's going to be a good show. I hope you guys enjoy. We are going to start things off with our mini spotlight here on Radio Hour, focusing on a new release that I am actually currently still playing, but hoping to finish here in the next day or two. So let's jump to the music. I'll be back to close the episode out when we get to the end. We're going to kick things off with Overture to the Unwritten from Hogwarts Legacy. This released on February 10th, 2023, and it was composed by Chuck E. Myers.
Thank you.
Up next, let's take a listen to Everybody Grab a Broom from Hogwarts Legacy. This released again on February 10th, 2023, and it was composed by J. Scott Riccozzi.
Thank you.
And last up in this mini spotlight, let's take a listen to Guardians Awaken from Hogwarts Legacy, again released on February 10th of 2023, composed by Chuck E. Myers.
Thank you.
We are now going to kick to my block of three tracks for Radio Hour. I do have the closeout as well a little bit later on. Let's go ahead and jump to Ryas's theme from Horizon Call of the Mountain. This released on February 22nd, 2023. Nice PlayStation VR 2 game that I'm really enjoying. And it was composed by Alistair Curley. Up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Soar from Like a Dragon Ishin. This released on February 21st of 2023, and it was composed by Hadanori Shoji. We'll be right back. Closing out my block of three tracks, let's take a listen to Spore Tail from Wild Hearts. This released on February 17th of 2023, and it was composed by Masashi Hamuazu and Daisuke Shinoda.
This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
All right, I think it's time we jump to the listener block of Radio Hour for this month, February 2023. Let's kick things off with Burnt Oak Station Day from Sable. This released on September 23rd, 2021. It was composed by Japanese Breakfast, and it was requested by Melissa. Up next, we'll be listening to Koju to Sanbanyari, hopefully I said that right, from Shining Residence Refrain. This released on December 11th, 2014. It was composed by Junpei Fujita, Hitoshi Fujima, and Evan Call, and it was requested by Zenku. We'll be right back. Rounding out our listener submissions for this month, let's go ahead and take a listen to Special Arrange Medley from Feet Rhythm Final Fantasy Curtain Call. This released on September 16th, 2014. It was composed by Nobuo Uematsu and Masashi Hamuazu, and it was requested by OK Impala. Moving on to Bedroth's normal three tracks and closing out our music block, but we still, again, have three tracks left. Let's go ahead and start by taking a listen to Cooking Tune from Squeeball's Party. This released on October 12th, 2009, and it was composed by 2 Decibel Music Production.
Thank you.
Up next, we'll be listening to Sword Sparks from The Last Remnant. This released on November 20th, 2008, and it was composed by Tsuyoshi Sakido and Yasuhiro Yamanaka. Bedroth's final submission of the episode and our last track before we close things out, let's take a listen to Fiery Passion, otherwise known as Desert Ruins Event, from Sonic Runners. This released on June 25th, 2015, and it was composed by Tomoya Otani. We'll be right back. And that is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we are going to be taking a listen to PT-1X12 from Atomic Heart. This released on February 21st, 2023, and it was composed by Jeff Plays Guitar. It is not Mick Gordon, though it sounds very, very similar. And Mick Gordon is on the Atomic Heart soundtrack, but this track was done, as were most of the tracks in Atomic Heart, by Jeff Plays Guitar. Keep the music playing, and keep it loud.